Today on Bridging the Gap, again, we are going to join Judge Anderson and Industrial Board Representative Craig Dawson to talk a little bit about changes that we've seen in our community, whether they are road beautification projects or industrial growth we've seen in Powell County, some of our businesses that have developed in the area. And Judge is just going to pick it up right now where we left off yesterday.
Still, I think people's perception of what is the Industrial Authority doing, and kind of previous to this show, we had the PVA on, Dustin Billings, and he was talking about the growth in Powell County, even despite the economy, you know, and that kind of separates us from a lot of our, especially further eastern counterparts. But just to see that kind of incentive means there's been pretty substantial amount of growth here, job-wise and industry-wise in our community. And I think that's something, unless you actually work for one of these companies or been involved in that board with, at the point we need to do a better job of letting people know. And you can kind of speak to some of, I mean, we've seen significant amount of probably some of the greatest job growth in the last 20 or 30 years in Powell County over the last 3 to 4 years.
Yeah, and I think that, I mean, I'll go back again to the sewer, the regional sewer system went online in late 2013, and we've seen the most job growth, I think, as you said, since that time frame to this point. And I think one example that I can speak to and feel comfortable doing so is Powell Valley Millwork. I mean, they are located in Clay City. There was an article in the newspaper about them and the construction project that they're undergoing now. They're a great community-oriented business that really wants to not only see themselves grow, but they want to see positive things happen here in the community as well. And that company looked at not only Powell County when they were looking at deciding where to locate. Those guys are from Fayette County. So clearly they looked at options that were closer to home. They looked at Fayette County, Montgomery, Clark, just to give a few examples. And we were fortunate when I had the opportunity to meet with them, and then we got to talking with them about some of the financial incentives that they could take advantage of by locating in Powell County that they opted to locate here. I mean, they are employing, you know, over 100 people now, which is a pretty substantial number of jobs for a small community.
Yeah, and like I said, I think probably later on in this segment on Industrial Authority, we'll probably have some of these groups we've worked with come in and tell a bit more. But I guess, you know, in that project alone there, it was a pretty long time frame it took. But I think what, you know, when you really get to looking, not only did we attract a new person, we were able to retain, I think that initial time when they bought that company out was 30 to 40 employees. Like you said, they've done exceeded 100 or currently adding, and I think we'll probably be close to another 60 or 70 in the next 3 to 4 years. So, you know, you look at a 300 to 400 jobs in essence through what you saved. It's huge for our community.
It's a big company for us. And I can say again, these are gentlemen that really want the betterment for the community. One of the first things they did when they came in was to raise the salaries of everyone.
And well, that's, I mean, some benefit packages, I think.
Yeah, the benefit packages as well. So they definitely wanted it to be a successful business, and they understand the importance of a successful business. A huge part of that are the employees. So,
and you kind of told, we hadn't really still even dug into what I was wanting so much is that's just one of the things accomplished, but kind of speaks back to why you have a full-time economic director. Anybody that's been around, I mean, I guess the ability of any judge legally to be able to do or have the time, you know what I'm saying? If we hadn't had you in your capacity, it would have been a lot less likely that we'd have been able to do the things that need to be done, not only to retain them, but to grow that company here. And that's why I said, I guess, to the average person, they may not realize all the process involved in facilitating these deals and things, and really realize how they're, even though they're very much directly related, there's a whole lot of separation between what an elected official can do with a group and somebody that can kind of work at will, in essence, for them.
Correct.
In regards to your position. So.
And then I have the one of my responsibilities is to work directly with the Kentucky Economic Development Cabinet. We have a representative from the cabinet that serves Powell County. You know, I'm in touch with her on a weekly or biweekly basis on projects that are going on here. So when, you know, we're working on a project such as the Powell Valley Millwork Project, I mean, in order for them to be able to take advantage of these incentives, there are a lot of things locally that have to be done in order to for them to qualify for the grants and the tax incentives. So
I think another important reason to have your position is, and you can pretty much attest to this since your time here, you know, elected officials change, and you've probably worked with several different administrations, and that's thing very important to our long-term health as economic development wise is to have some continuity beyond elected officials, and having an industrial authority and someone in your capacity that's able to go on regardless if you have administration change. And that's why I said that you have that one constant. If you have a project going, you know, maybe the elected official changes, but we have you there in that capacity, making sure that the knowledge is there and these projects go on. And I think that's been very vital, and you've had the chance, and you've been a perfect example of that continuity despite changes.
Right. I've honestly worked very hard to stay out of politics here in the county because I don't think that's my role, nor do I think it's the role of anyone in my position. And I think people in other counties that serve in this position do the same thing. You'll see people continue on in these positions through different administrations. And you know, I work very hard at trying to stay out of any local politics because I think the good of the county is what, you know, I should be working toward and not any individual political race or what have you.
It's very good. And like I said, it's definitely been a model that served Powell County well. And I think when we get a chance, hopefully have the board, I think both mayors will attest to the work you've done. As I said, you've worked, been a good community partner to everybody here in Powell County. I guess it's a good time probably. We can get a little bit more into exactly to give people a little bit better understanding some of the projects you've actually worked on, some of the grants and some of the things you've done in your time here.
Sure.
I think people will be astonished at not only the figures, but the type of projects and the agencies you've been able to help.
Well, I think the projects that I've been able to work on really span the gamut. And one of the, I think, visible projects that I was involved with is the Stanton Main Street Renaissance Program. You know, several years ago, the state decided they were going to widen the Main Street through Stanton. And, you know, we got a group together and decided, you know, this is a great opportunity to try to make some visual enhancements to the city. And, you know, the mayor was certainly on board with that. We had a group of volunteers that readily served on this committee. We made several applications. We got initially some planning money, probably $50,000, $60,000 to, you know, just kind of evaluate, because Stanton certainly is unique to most other small towns in Kentucky. We don't have a traditional Main Street where historic buildings line both sides of the street. We're very unique in that standpoint. And we had the opportunity to hire an architect that had connections here, grew up here, and tried to take a different approach to it. We got funding to do the decorative lighting down Main Street. That was at least $250,000. We got the state to incorporate the stamped stone sidewalks that you see down through town. And the whole concept behind that was Stanton is so close to Natural Bridge and the Red River Gorge, which, you know, when you say Powell County, a lot of people maybe have a blank stare. But if you mention Natural Bridge, Red River Gorge, people, it automatically clicks. So one goal of that Stanton Renaissance Committee was to, you know, make some ties to the Natural Bridge connection. And that project, I think, was a successful project. You know, some folks at the state Main Street program weren't real excited about our involvement because we were not the traditional Main Street program. But we were successful in getting that money to do the decorative enhancements along Main Street. And I think you know, first impressions are important. When you drive into a community, if you are a business looking to locate, you know, it's the first thing you see. So that, I think, is an important part of the whole puzzle.
Yeah, I think you're very much right. And I guess, you know, now people take for granted, that's because they've kind of got used to it. But I think to really have a full appreciation, I think in your office somewhere, you have some before and after pictures.
Right, right.
And like you said, I think we spoke a little bit with Dustin, how important that the Mountain Parkway is to us. And like you said, right. I think Stanton and its main heart entrance there, being right off that, to have that those lights and the sidewalks and things, it's right. very helps the visual appeal when you get off Parkway very much.
Well, and as a part of that, we also worked on getting a National Scenic Byway designation, and we were successful in that application. First, you had to get it designated as a state scenic byway. So we got the route to the Red River Gorge getting off at Stanton, and the goal was to get people off at Stanton, to get them to spend some money at the gas stations here and to buy some food here and you know, do some shopping or what have you, and then really route them up the scenic byway to the gorge as opposed to, you know, just on the parkway where there was no opportunity for local businesses to take advantage of it. So we were fortunate enough to get that designation, and that's one of the few national scenic byways in the state. And we were fortunate enough with Congressman Hal Rogers. He put together a tourism group about the time we were doing that, and they helped with the national part. We got it designated as a state route, and then they helped us with the scenic aspect or the national aspect.
I think one thing to say about that, you know, just in those two projects you talked about, single-handedly, neither one of those on their own is probably what we would classify significant,
right.
But they have such a compounding effect. And now if you look at what y'all have accomplished through the years in doing those things and where tourism is today and how reliant Powell County has become upon it, they start to compound and they work into a bigger picture. And that's very much the case with those two projects,
right.
Is tying into where we're at today and what we're trying to do. So,
and today, the only reason we were able to apply for grant funding to build the Welcome Center at Slade is because it was on a National Scenic Byway. Had it not been for that designation, that funding pot would not have been available to
and
us.
And I think that's a good point you bring up there, too, because you often hear a lot of people, well, why wasn't the Welcome Center, you know, at some location in Clay City or Stanton? And that's why I said, I think there's a lot of confusion about a lot of these things, as well as grants in general. But you perfectly answered that.
Well, I'll be happy to expand further, too. We applied at least three times to locate the Welcome Center in Stanton because the Main Street Renaissance Committee was so active at that point that the tourism board actually owned a little piece of parcel of property adjacent to the food court. And the goal was to put the Welcome Center there and, you know, again, to get people off in Stanton and route them up the scenic byway. But eventually we applied at least three times to locate it in Stanton. And finally, the state told us, you know, you need to apply for it at Natural Bridge. You can always direct people back. But, you know, the majority of tourists are there at this juncture, so it needs to be located there.
And I think, you know, that's a big misconception, too. And that's the one thing I like about, I think anything, any investment we make in any part of the community has a profound, positive effect on all the community. And that's what I've liked it to. I think if, encourage anybody, go out on a Friday, Saturday, or Sunday morning and look at Clay City or look at Stanton, especially now and go to a Kroger or one of the grocery stores we have located here on one of those weekend days, see how much either, especially with the venture tourism and, you know, the motorized aspect, how many Jeeps or side-by-sides, go to one of the grocery stores, see how many of the hikers and those kind of things. So the majority of our traffic is still coming from the west, and
right.
They're either stopping on their way either at Clay City or Stanton on their way to the gorge. Or you know, once they're set up, camp, and staying there, they're coming back.
They're coming
and
back.
Visiting our restaurants or our gas stations, grocery stores. So it's actually, you know, our tourism has been spread throughout the community.
And that's going to bring us to the close of today's edition of Bridging the Gap. But be sure to tune in tomorrow. We're going to have Craig on one more time to talk with us about grant administration in the county and the different things that grants have brought to the community. So we hope to see you again same time tomorrow. And thank you, as always, for tuning in.